Jenna Wenis from the Gopher volleyball team. It's Sweet 16 time, and yes, the Gophers again are in the Sweet 16. And Jenna, how much fun are you guys having right now making this run through so far this tournament in December?
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun, and we're hoping that we get to have a lot more fun in these next 2 weeks.
Yeah, for this, you guys have won 9 of your last 10 matches, 5 straight matches, in fact. You won the 2 at home at Maturi Pavilion last weekend, Southeastern Louisiana in straight sets, and then Northern Iowa, who had beaten Florida State. You beat the Panthers in straight sets as well. What kind of things are clicking for you guys right now that it looks like maybe you're – I think Hugh always talked about this. You want to peak in December, and I think the hope is that that's what's happening, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we feel pretty good about where we're at. We feel pretty good about offense, defense, and I think we're continuing to improve game to game, which is really impressive that we're able to make these changes in such a short period of time. But yeah, I think we're right where we want to be, and we're super excited.
Take me through to the kind of the season, because you guys had that very tough non-conference. I think all 8 non-conference teams ended up being in the 64-team NCAA tournament, one of the few times, if ever, that's happened before in volleyball. But aside from that, you guys had that tough schedule. You worked in some new transfers. You worked in some new freshmen. You had you and others who were back from last year's really good team. But yet you're also replacing Samedy and some others. So what was that process like from you know, maybe taking, you know, a lump or two early against that non-conference schedule and learning a few things to where you are now?
Obviously, last year we had a great team as well. And we had Steph, which certainly always good to have her on our side. But I think this year we added a lot more depth to our roster. And so incorporating in those freshmen and transfers and then building on what we had left from last season, I think was the goal. And so I think while preseason might have been frustrating, kind of losing to some teams, I think we were capable of beating. It was better that we figured that out in the preseason versus, you know, rolling through preseason, getting into the Big Ten, not learning too much, and then, you know, here we are trying to learn when it matters most. And so I think that preseason schedule did right by us at the end, and we learned a lot. And then the Big Ten season is always, you know what it is, every team is good, and you kind of have to earn a W every night as well. And so I think we're super prepared, we've learned a lot, and we know how to handle challenges.
What do you think when this team is playing like it has, and let's say, hey, we're playing at peak level here, what things are working? Who's clicking? What kind of strategies are in place when you guys are at your best?
Yeah, at our best, I think our block and defense is on. You know, we saw last weekend our block was incredible. And then I would say, like, our offense as well. I mean, that is pretty much the game, defense and offense. But our offense is going. We have our pins running. We have the back row attacks. We have our middles coming in front and behind. We can do it all. We're good at all of it. So when everything's going, like, I can't really think of anything that we don't have.
And now you've got Ohio State again in kind of an interesting quirk. You guys played obviously twice in the regular season, and the home team lost both those matches. The road team won. You guys lost at home, and I think back in October, way back when, to Ohio State. And then you took them 3-1 just a couple of weeks ago as part of that great closing weekend. So what can you tell us about Ohio State? And I'm assuming the scouting report's fairly fresh on your minds.
Yeah, Ohio State's a great team. They got some great defense. I feel confident that we can beat them. Obviously, we just did 2 weeks ago. I think they're going to come out wanting revenge for that match. And then obviously this means a little bit more than those 2 conference matches we played. But they're a good team. They are scrappy. They have a lot of energy when they're up. So I think our goal is just to play consistent, play good, do what we know how. And I think we're capable of outlasting them for sure.
Obviously, volleyball oftentimes is a game of runs, but how important is it maybe to get off to that hot start too, where you mentioned that they kind of play off of emotion, and if you can grab that emotion first, how important might that be Thursday?
Well, certainly that would be to our favor, but I'll say I'm cautious to say that if we don't get that means it's not good. Like, I think Even if they get off to that hot start, you know, we have experienced that before, and we're able to kind of like take a breath, reset ourselves and say like, okay, like whatever energy they have, that's for them. Good for them. But we're going to do what we know how to do. We're going to do our jobs. We're just going to take it all back to the basics. And I'm confident that that alone will help us, you know, bring it back.
As you guys have your goals, of course, to continue on in the tournament, obviously the task at hand is the Buckeyes on Thursday. Is there a little piece of you, though, that has to look overall at the big goal? And as part of that, potentially you could face Texas again. You already have been there once this year, and I would think that you'd like to see how this current way you guys are playing goes up against the Longhorns, maybe compared to what it was back when you played them the first time in Austin?
Yeah, certainly. Thinking back to the first time we played them, I don't remember feeling like, oh my gosh, like this is bad. Like I think we were, for the most part, maybe with the exception of a couple sets, right there with them. I think we took them to four, pretty sure. So I mean, even then when we didn't have all our stuff figured out, we were with them, we were in it. So I'm super excited if we do get the opportunity, but certainly leaving that planning to the coaches and our team and our players are focusing on OSU.
And you're going back to your home state of Texas, Frisco, Texas. How far are you from Austin, your hometown? And we have a lot of family and friends there able to watch.
It's about 3 hours, so not as much as when we were at TCU. But I will have, you know, my family and a couple friends.
Yeah, so the fact that you guys were in that gymnasium earlier this year, does that help at all, do you think? It's just one time, but it's one time maybe more than the other teams in the field?
Yeah, for sure. I would say it's helpful. Texas is a tough place to play. Even without that experience, I would feel pretty confident just because we've played in like Madison, Nebraska, a bunch of other gyms in the Big Ten that have had big crowds, but Texas is a little different. And so I am glad we have that experience. But again, for the first match, I'm not sure we'll get that their full experience. We won't get it until we play Texas.
Yeah, right, because you got really a neutral site game, although there'll certainly be some Gopher fans. I know they're helping you guys in that match. The other thing I was going to ask, now you usually play night matches on the weekends, maybe a 1 o'clock or a 3 o'clock or what have you, but 11 a.m., you guys are going to have an early wake-up call. What do you think of the morning volleyball on Thursday?
Yeah, I woke up yesterday and saw the text we were playing at 11 a.m. I was like, wow. Getting it going. But, you know, it is what it is. We've played pretty early before in the Big Ten as well. So, I mean, it'll be an adjustment, but I'm not worried about it. I think, you know, if anything, it'll be good to get up and get it going right away instead of having all day to think about it.
I talked to Erica Davis yesterday, and she said that she's a morning person. So she said she's going to take it upon herself to get all you guys ready to go.
I'm sure she will. She brings a lot of energy, so that would be great.
Tell us a little bit about yourself as well. Academically, what are you involved in? How are you enjoying your time away from the volleyball court at the University of Minnesota?
Yeah, I'm a health and well-being sciences major, so I'm in a lot of health classes, anatomy, physiology, a couple math classes. I've taken calculus. I'm in statistics right now. So kind of just working towards a future in healthcare, I guess, if post volleyball. Aside from that, when I'm not doing school, that's really not a lot of time when I'm not doing school or volleyball. So it's usually just a couple hours in the morning or at night where I get to chill, relax, read, watch TV, catch up on homework. Hang out with my roommates or other friends on the team. I honestly don't have a lot going on outside of school and volleyball.
Well, very good. It's been fun watching. Keep it rolling, Sweet 16 Thursday. Jenna, thanks so much for joining us here on Gopher Talk.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.